Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Still on a lockdown. Man, is there any end in sight, folks? We'll get there. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, however you listen. I appreciate it. So please send the link over to your coworkers that you're quarantined away from. You're all working from home. Your boss can't stop you from listening to a podcast right now. So send it on over. You know, get in that Zoom chat and send the link to my podcast to all 300 people in that meeting. Go, hey, put this on mute and check this out. This guy isn't talking about shit. He's talking about HR bullshit. And you should listen to this podcast. So do that. Man, I hope everybody's keeping their sanity. I hope everybody's, doing something productive. Having as much fun as you can. You're enjoying yourself, your family, and your mental state is good. I know this is tough for everybody, but we'll get through it. I think this will end sooner than we think. As you know, not much going on, man. I just been watching a shit ton of documentaries on TV. I guess I'll start with my milestone. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. Well, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, small, sometimes it's nothing. And right now, with nothing going on, man, it is, not much. But you know what? In all honesty, as much as all of this, the entire situation globally sucks, I think this is much needed time. For everybody, and I don't know how busy people are in other countries. I don't know. What their economies are like, or culturally how they are. But I mean, working is cool, but I think it's taking a back seat to family. You know, things are so different now, where both parents are working. You know, kids are on TikTok. People are always on social media. We're always ripping and running. And for years, we've always talked about, especially parents, man, we've always talked about how, like, oh, our teachers get to spend more time with our kids. We really only get, a few hours a day. We pick them up from school. We let them play for a little while. They have dinner, take a bath, and go to bed. But they spend most of their time with their teachers. And honestly, as adults, we're the same way. You know, we got the 8-hour shift where, we're away from home. We spend more time with our coworkers. We got road trips. People are flying here and there, having meetings. And, it's just like your family takes a back seat to try to provide. And this is kind of a time where we can really try to get to reconnect with each other and get to know your family even better, Everybody's in the house. I get it can be frustrating and you don't have a lot of space, but this is time to really reconnect with your family and your loved ones, man. We've complained about it for years about how busy we've been. We're ripping and running. This doesn't make sense. Everybody's working. We don't get to spend time with our families. Our circumstances are not ideal. But this is a time, and I get there's other factors. You might not be working. The income isn't the same. But if we can all, not worry about those bills for, a couple hours a day and just really get to know your kids and reconnect with your spouse, I think that could be huge, man. I think that could be huge for a lot of people. And I know everyone jokes around and says that this is going to spike the divorce rate. But hopefully there's couples out there who they were spending way too much time apart and they were drifting apart. And this is something that kind of brings them back together. Go, oh, yeah, this is why I married this person, or this is why we're together. we really enjoy each other's company. You know? It's kind of telling this whole thing about, shows you how busy we are and how, honestly, how self-involved we can be, whether it's our careers or, I mean, honestly, some people are just obsessed with social media. Some people just, there's this, they're running from who they are. That, you know, they're just avoiding having those tough conversations about their relationships or things that are going on with their kids. And this is a time where you could actually sit down, think about those things and try to resolve, you know, issues with your kids, with your spouse, your significant other, you know, rekindle that relationship. This is a perfect time. Perfect time for that. And I'm trying to do that as well, you know. Before all this, it was always, I'm thinking about the next gig. I'm worried about, all right, this is coming up. How can I pay for these plane tickets? I want to do this gig. Can I get back to New York? I want to go back to D.C. Can I get to Dayton? How can I do a West Coast run? I need to get out to Denver. You know, Chicago will be nice. I'm thinking about all this stuff, man. I'm so worried about, like, building a brand and getting my name out there and trying to be, a successful comic and networking, that sometimes we forget about all the little things, man. You know, it's honestly, there's a part of me that it's kind of nice not having to worry about that. And I am writing jokes and all that kind of stuff, but it's kind of like a much needed break that I've been avoiding taking. And these are not the most ideal circumstances. You know, my wife is doing a hell of a job. I got to give it up to her, man. She's working from home, you know, very fortunate to have, you know, two jobs she can work from home, and she's become the breadwinner. And I know for a lot of men that could be a shot to the ego. It doesn't feel good when you feel like you might not be contributing as much. But I mean, this is why we have each other. You know, she's been through her rough times, you know, trying to find employment. I mean, we've been through some rough time financially with her not being able to find work for a couple of years, or the work she has is just isn't fulfilling. You know, and that sucks. Having a job that's not fulfilling, or you feel like you're underpaid or underappreciated, I mean, that's not a great feeling. And especially for someone like her who've worked really, really hard, and she got her education, you know, a master's degree, and it just seems like at everywhere we went, it just didn't work out. You know, that's gotta suck. You know, to feel like you're just not getting paid what you're worth. And while fortunate for the jobs, you know, that she's had in the past, it's just like, this isn't something that I really want to be doing. This is not really a career. But she's helping people now. She seems to be enjoying her job. I know she would like to go out there, you know, and see her kids and do her house visits. But, I mean, she's really stepping it up, man. And sitting up in this room, doing all these Zoom conferences and, you know, and already excelling at her new position. So, shout out to my wife for really stepping up here and taking care of us at this time, man. And, yeah, I just, no ego here. This is what we, you know, this is what we have each other for. This is why we have to choose good partners, someone who can step up. She's not complaining. She's not trying to make me go out and, you know, get some job stocking shelves or something like that, you know. She's like, nah, I got this. And I took the captain's hat off and handed it to her and said, you need any help? I'll be right here. And she's doing a hell of a job. And I'm very fortunate to have somebody like her. And I hope that all of you have someone like that or in your life or lives that when things are going great for you, they can step in and fill that void. And, you know, and you can contribute what you can and not feel unworthy or, you know, down about it, because it all helps. So, yeah, man. Again, I'm not watching a whole lot of news, just enough to keep me informed. And it seems like a lot of places are starting to see a nice downtick in admissions into hospitals, and the deaths are going down. So, and they're saying it's not as bad as they thought that as they thought it was going to get, which is good. And it's just crazy how politicized this is, because this isn't really about corona or people getting healthy or us getting back to normal. It's really about people just want to say they were right. You know, this is all about, you know, Trump wanting to say, see, I called it, and Republicans calling everybody else dumb for freaking out and it wasn't a big deal. I mean, that's what this really is all about, man. It's just, I've been part of it. It's really a gotcha. I'm right, you're wrong. Ha ha, look at us, we're smarter than you type thing. It's really quite juvenile how we've become. It's just, he's really set it up to this winners and losers thing. And that's all people really care about. It's like, I won and you lost. And it's just like, when you really look at your life, you're really a fucking loser. Especially like where I live at. And it's a job. But when you see some of these dudes walking around here, it's like, you're a landscaper, dude. Fucking relax. You're not a winner. You're working outside and you're cutting grass for shitty money. All right? You're not a winner. That's what kills me. It's just like, I won. You did not. You're a white guy living in the country, cutting grass for money. And there's a bunch of Hispanic people that you hate doing your same job. And, yeah, you're not winning, man. That's what's so funny. He's got these people believing that they're winners, and they're making like $9 an hour doing the hardest, shittiest jobs. And they feel good about it. And it's whatever. But, you know, I always said this country was a fake-ass Christian country. It's very true. Because you know how, like, some people claim to be religious, but they don't really go to church. But when shit hits the fan, all of a sudden they become super religious and super thankful and super prayerful and super mindful. That's exactly how we just treat regular people who do hard jobs in this country. And I'm not some bootlicking cop lover. They do a good job. There's a lot of shitty cops out there that need to not wear a badge or fucking be in law enforcement. But law enforcement, fire departments, you know, people took that shit for granted. Then 9/11 happened, and it was just like, now all of a sudden we're kissing every cop's ass. We're kissing every fireman's ass. I mean, look at anthrax. When that whole shit was going down, people were thanking postal workers. They were heroes. But other than that, they don't really, you know, no one gave a shit. And we've always respected doctors and nurses. But again, we take those people for granted. Now it's just like, you see these commercials, people setting up these big signs in their driveway, writing under, you know, big posters, driving up to hospitals, leaving big signs. Thank you. You're the real heroes. It's just like, before, it was just like, oh, yeah, doctor, nurse, oh, that's cool. School's expensive. That's all people really talked about, how expensive becoming a doctor was, or, you know, they make a shit ton of money, but not a whole lot of thanks. And when shit hits the fan, all of a sudden it's like, oh, my God, the doctors and nurses, all these frontline people are fucking heroes, man. That's just how we do. We don't really show a lot of appreciation, you know. Most of these people that claim to be Christian, they ain't going to church. They couldn't name 5 books in the Bible. Couldn't tell you a story. Couldn't tell you the last time they've been. But when shit hits the fan, with thoughts and prayers, we need to pray. This is what's wrong with this country. We need to bring prayer back to school. Yeah. It's all fake and phony. But when shit hits the fan, you know, you get a weird blood results. You know, tests come back, and all of a sudden, it's just like, you want to call on the Lord. You want to give thanks and praise. Same with these doctors. It's just like, ah, fuck them. He's got money. Fuck that guy. He's a doctor. He's rich. His dad probably now is just like, oh, thank you so much, doctors. You're the heroes. This is how we are. It's no appreciation until you need it. Look at all the fast food workers, Walmart workers, grocery store clerks. It's just like, you don't really give a shit about those people. People work at Home Depot. You don't give a fuck about them. You know, we didn't really want to tip the driver, Pizza Hut drivers, piece of shit. Probably used to be on drugs. Look at him. Now we're tipping 10, 15, 20 bucks for a goddamn pizza. You know, because you're sick of eating ramen noodles every day. You need to change it up. Yeah, you don't give a shit about the dude that's stocking shelves at Food Lion. Now you do. People that drive trucks, now you give a shit. Now we're thankful. Well, I was thankful when shit hits the fan. I don't know. It's just weird, man. It's just this thing is exposing so much hypocrisy in this country, man. We are not as great as we think we are. We're not as prepared as we're finding out. A lot of us aren't as financially fit as we thought we were. You know, we're not a lot of us aren't as mentally fit as we thought we were. It's so easy to talk all this shit about other people going through things when you're just lucky enough to be living, employed to live check to check, and then all of a sudden that employment's gone. You got nothing. Now all of a sudden you can't talk as much shit. You can't act like you got your shit together, because you know the last 3 or 4 days before you get paid, yeah, you can throw everything you need on a credit card. That shit's gone now. Now you got to ask yourself, like, man, am I really doing as well as I thought I was? Or was it just the fact that I was getting paid every 2 weeks and I was able to keep my head above water and I could still buy a boat and get shit done in my house and go on vacations and run up these credit cards? It's like getting exposed. A lot of us got exposed, and it's hurtful for more people than it is others. It's just like because you lived your whole life talking shit like you had it together. Now this happened, and you realize, like, man, I guess I'm not as smart as I thought I was. You know? It's pretty funny. I also think it's very ironic that people who love the military so much, you know, they're pro, super pro cop, are the first ones that come out with these conspiracy theories, and they don't want, like, they're afraid of having the National Guard or any part of our military, like, handling security in their neighborhoods or on our streets. Why is that? If you love the military so much, what wouldn't you feel safer having a National Guard guy on your street? Or is it that you want other people to be thankful when we invade their countries and take their shit? You know, we want those people to pay attention to our troops, but the same people that will fucking call Kaepernick a piece of shit and a nigger and he's disrespecting our flag, he's kneeling, he's disrespectful for the troops, are the same people who do not want American troops patrolling their streets. Again, this another sign of that hypocrisy. A post on Facebook, you get nothing because they know it's true. You talk shit about everybody else, and then when you're in the same boat, you have the same reaction. You don't want our troops roaming the streets. All of a sudden, when there's a curfew, all of a sudden, cops are being mean. This isn't a police state. This isn't right. How come they're doing this to us? But any other day, it's just shut up and comply. If you don't want to get shot, if you want to go home, just comply with the police's orders. Let's say police's, Jesus. Just comply with their orders. And here you are, Mr. I Love America, Mr. Freedom, Mr. Don't Tread on Me, can't even handle being told to stay 6 feet away from other people. That's tyranny and oppression. Woe is me. It's so hard being me as a conservative male. I'm being told what to do. Boo hoo. If you're such a fucking patriot, obey the rules. Sit back for 3-4 weeks and then we can go back out there hating each other. You know? It's that simple. Yeah. I think I need to do a Ask Me Anything. I don't know. Oh! My sister did ask me, like, I answered this and I gotta roll. I don't want this too long. How she was saying how is it so convenient for people to, like, whenever something bad like this happens, how it is to, like, blame God, but when something good happens, we don't want to give them credit. It's a great question. But I think it's easy for people to blame a deity that's supposed to be all-powerful, all-knowing, can stop anything. But if it's like, if to me, it's just like, if he loved us so much and he cares so much about people and he wants us to love him, it's just like, where is he when ISIS is beheading children? Where is this? That's horrific. You know, where is he now? I just, you know, and I respect religious people. You know, I even ask my parents to pray for me. That makes me feel better knowing that they're helping me through means that they have a lot of faith in. And it's comforting. Do I believe it? I don't know. It's a tough thing. It's a hard thing to wrap my mind around at 40. It just sounds like, I don't know. But to me, at the same time, for me, if it's comforting for you and it makes you a better person, I'm all for it. My issue is when you start shoving it down other people's throats. That's my biggest issue. But it's just, yeah, you're right. It is a lot. It is easy to blame God when bad things are going on. I mean, and again, I'm not comparing God to any leader or president, but it's the same thing. It's just when bad things happen, it's easy to just look at the person up front in charge and go, this is your fault. Because, you know, we do it with Donald Trump. We did it with Obama. It's their fault, especially if you're claiming to be like this powerful person or being that's here to help everybody. And when shit hits the fan, it's just like, well, where you at now, man? And typically, when good things happen, there's an explanation. You know? Like, I already know, if and when all this is done, there'll be a group of people who will thank God and see how prayer works and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, you're kind of ignoring the fact that there were thousands of healthcare workers and doctors and people working in labs to put together a vaccine. Now, if you want to contribute all of that to God, that's on you. But for me personally, I'm like, it had nothing to do with that. These people worked hard. But those people could always go, well, he gave them the strength and knowledge and power of, you know, to forge on and come up with this vaccine and to work those hours and to help people get better. And it's just like, at that point, you really can't argue or have a conversation with that person about it, because they believe what they believe. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, but that's what their mind is, and there's nothing you can really do to change that. They're convinced that it was a divine intervention or divine involvement that, you know, cause these numbers to go down and cause this virus to disappear. And you cannot argue with those people about it. That's what they believe. Their mind is made up. And I mean, that's it. You know, it's just, you can believe what you want and no one can change your mind. So yeah, I think it's very, very easy to blame a higher power or a deity when things aren't going well. You know, my car wasn't working, I took it to a mechanic, I'm not going to thank God because the mechanic fixed it. It's just like, yeah, this guy went to school or he learned how to fix cars. It had nothing to do with God. He had knowledge and he fixed it. I had the money, got it done. But again, people are like, well, hey, God made sure you had that job to pay for it. It's like, all right, whatever. So I think you're seeing my point here. I don't know, man. My whole view on religion and God has really changed in the last 10, 12 years. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to believe it, but I don't know. It's a great question. But yes, in the end, it's just easy to blame any leader, a God, or higher power, whatever your deity, whatever you want to call it. It's very, very easy to blame them when things aren't going well, when things are out of your hands. But when things go well, you can always go, I prepared, I did this, this guy helped me out. It's a lot easier. You know? That's it, I guess. So there's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. Sorry this one was a little, seemed a little angry or whatever, but I'm just sick of people's shit. I'll come back this weekend with another, like, almost like an Ask Me Anything question. I'm going to put that out today and see if I can get some weird questions so I can do another podcast based on those questions. All right, peace.